anti-Semitism. It's an age-old issue that is now resurfacing in the St. Louis community.
I'm Khadijah.
I'm Julia.
I'm Sophie.
I'm Grace.
And I'm Lizzie.
Recently, there has been a rise in discrimination against the Jewish community.
Harassment, vandalism, and other hostile acts against Jewish people in the U.S. has increased by 34% last year and up to 86% in the first 3 months of 2017.
This includes over 100 bomb threats against 75 different Jewish community centers and 8 Jewish day schools around the country this year through early March.
There has also been many instances of grave vandalism in many different cities in the U.S.
The most recent grave vandalism being at the Chesed Shel Emeth Cemetery, where more than 150 gravestones were vandalized.
Like, what is the world coming to? Like, I mean, people can't even, like, rest in peace these days.
Because of these recent acts and threats of violence, we decided to dig deeper into the issue.
For the last couple of weeks, we have been exploring St. Louis in search of opinions surrounding this issue.
We began by interviewing citizens on the street of Central West End and University City.
We asked a couple named Keith and Janelle about their reaction to the recent anti-Semitic events.
It's horrible.
I think we're all feeling that that Americans aren't being the true melting pot that we grew up with, and that there's we're not listening to one another, and we're not understanding each other, and that's sad. Because that's, I think, what America's built on.
Yeah, and I think for the most part, you know, I would like to think that we all are accepting of each other's differences, but unfortunately, the few that aren't are the ones that we're hearing most loudly.
This was not an uncommon opinion among the community. Most citizens believe that anti-Semitism is an issue that needs to be stopped, but also that St. Louis is a supportive community.
Some of the people believe that the current leader of our country affects this issue.
Trump and his administration have kind of made it okay for these people who are coming out of the woodwork with these, like, kind of vile things to say, and now they have a guy who has no real right to be there saying all of these things that they were thinking, and it's like really terrible and sad.
It sometimes all you can do is laugh when you hear some of the thoughts and views of our current administration and leadership. And I only say that you can only laugh because the only other alternative is to cry.
Next, we interviewed some people of the Jewish community, and they gave us a look into what the issue is like for them.
We interviewed Rabbi Randy from the Central Reform Congregation, and he described his opinion on anti-Semitism.
I think that, you know, racism against people of color is far more significant of a problem than anti-Semitism, but that doesn't mean anti-Semitism doesn't exist. And I do think that you're hearing a lot more about incidents anywhere from schools to, you know, the cemetery that was vandalized and other kind of issues. I think there has been, unfortunately, an increased atmosphere of hatred in general. I think that the election, I think, kind of opened the floodgates. I think some of the rhetoric that happened in the election, I think particular in Donald Trump's campaign, which I don't accuse Donald Trump of any of anti-Semitism or racism, but I think that he enabled people or gave people permission to sort of act out their worst sort of kids that are growing up here, actually, who are experiencing some of that in their schools. In schools, I think that before this year had felt pretty secure as, you know, Jewish individuals and people who are part of their communities, and there's been definitely an uptick in incidents that it's really disturbing.
This issue is growing and definitely terrible, but according to most of the people we encountered, St. Louis is a supportive community to cultures and is willing to support the Jewish community if this problem continues to grow.
Out of all the people we interviewed, not one seemed to be prejudiced against Jews, and not one seemed to be unsupportive of them. Even though there may be a handful of terrible people discriminating against a religion, most of St. Louis is opinionated about this issue and respectful to the Jewish community.
Sad, I thought that the outpouring of support was amazing, though, and so if there was anything that kind of turned something that was really sad into something that was at least a meaningful learning experience was the response of everyone to make it better.
Communities right now are really flawed and people really need some healing.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast.